service announcement. I'm Neil O'Carroll. I make this. I'm the maker of this. I'm the maker of this. There's no other words necessary to describe that. Maker is a perfectly good word. Whoever made the word knew what he was doing when he created vocabulary. It's a fine word. I can just say I'm the maker of this, and you know exactly what I mean. So there's no further explanation or discussion necessary. I can just say I'm the maker of this, and you'll understand exactly what I mean. You'll know that I'm the person who produces and makes into your head. I'm the maker, that's who I am. So just for anyone who doesn't know what maker means, it means I'm the person who produces and creates what you're listening to right now. In other words, to put it another way, using a thesaurus, I'm the maker. Not to say that I'm God. That's not the case, and I'm not claiming to be God, and I want to be clear on that, because I don't want anyone to take offence. I am not claiming to be the Lord God, Jesus Christ Almighty, or any other religion's God. I'm not even claiming to be the God of the atheists, because there is one of those. Whether you like it or not, the atheists have a God. It's just that they don't believe in him, and he doesn't believe in them, but they get along fine. They all turn out to be fine, clean living people. Anyway, I don't want to cause confusion. This is just a voiceover thing to say this is into your head. Show number 115. Listen to the podcast by pressing play. You've already done that. That's silly. What I meant to say was go to intoyourhead.com/stalk and leave a voicemail or post a message in the guest book. And if you want to contribute any segments to the show, feel free. A couple of people have done it in the past, and you're more than welcome. studio@intoyourhead.com. Those are just some words that I've put out, but I'm going to assume that you know that that's an email address. It's not just a series of words that I randomly said. I did randomly say it at one point when I was having a discussion as to what I would choose as my email address. I thought of the word studio and the word into your head and the word .com. I didn't think of the word at, because that's not a word, that's a symbol, and it's standard to all email addresses, so there was no room for creativity there. But I was happy to take, except that I had to have the word at in it. The same as if a painter was told you have to have your painting in a frame and have a hook on the back. Most of them accept that, to say you have to have some means of hanging it to the wall. Frankly, most painters don't bother to paint the back of their painting anyway, so the hook isn't going to cause a problem unless it goes right through the canvas and comes out the front, in which case they'll have to find some way of incorporating it into the painting. Perhaps someone nailed to a cross, I don't know. I won't go down that route, because I've already listened to some of the segments here, and there's a lot of talk about Jesus Christ, and I don't want to overdo it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Anyway, here you go. It's Into Your Head, number 115. I have been your voiceover announcer. I'm not going to say who I am, because you're not supposed to. A voiceover announcer is supposed to be anonymous. He's just there to introduce everything. So here's Neil O'Carroll. Tremendously exciting moment. I'm recording a podcast now. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's said that before. He's repeating himself. He's come on before and said, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm making a podcast. Well, that's true. It was true on that occasion, and it's true now. I am making a podcast. I'm sitting here with my thing on my head, speaking into it and addressing you, and I'm going to put it online and put it into a podcast feed. Therefore, I'm making a podcast. And it's not my fault if it's the truth. I just speak the truth here. I'm like Jesus. Jesus came on and spoke the truth. He said, "Hello, I'm a carpenter's son, and I'm selling these chairs for $4.99 each, and they're homemade. They were made at home by my father, my natural blood father. He makes chairs for a living. He's one of the finest carpenters in Nazareth, and I'm very proud to be selling his furniture until I find a career for myself. I'm thinking I might become a public speaker. I don't know. I hope I don't burn myself out in my mid-30s or something, because that's what a lot of these high flyers do. They get a job in some merchant bank, and they burn themselves out in their 20s, and then they're dead by the time they're 33. So anyway, I hope it's not like that. I was just talking to my cousin John the Baptist the other day, and he says a lot of his people that he baptizes are dying of pneumonia. You saying just as he dipped my head in the river, I hope that doesn't happen to me. It's because nothing's been invented that can treat pneumonia yet, as far as I know. I don't know why my other dad doesn't just do something about that. I mean, he is the supreme being after all. But it's not for me to question him. I'm not in charge here. So there you go. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there, because I seem to be talking crap. Unfortunately, I didn't interrupt on time, and I seem to have allowed myself to complete that segment uninterrupted. So if you don't mind, I think what I'll do now is rewind a bit so that I can interrupt myself. And then they're dead by the time they're 33. So anyway, I hope it's not like that. I was just talking to my cousin John the Baptist the other day, and he says we're at the John the Baptist bit. I actually think that was reasonably acceptable, so I won't interrupt myself there. I'll hang on for a couple of minutes. Let's see. Wait till I get on to the real crap. Nothing's been invented that can treat pneumonia yet, as far as I know. I don't know why my other dad doesn't just do something about that. I mean, he is the supreme being after all. But it's not for me to question him. I seem to be trying to explain to the listener that I'm not the supreme being, and that I'm not in charge. Although admittedly, I'm narrating it on behalf of Jesus Christ. Why I chose to do that, I don't know. I can only imagine that I was short of ideas and had nothing to talk about. Anyway, it's okay. I've successfully interrupted myself now. I've cut myself off in my, whatever the opposite of my prime is, in the depths of my rock bottomness. So you won't have to listen through that crap again. Thank Christ for that. If you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there. This is the me from earlier, the me who got interrupted. Frankly, I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate my future self editing out bits of me and talking over me and judging me and saying that what I'm talking about is crap. I wasn't crap. I was explaining the basis of one of the world's major religions. I was explaining how Jesus Christ started as a carpenter's son and went into the role of carpentry and eventually went round to being the representative of the Messiah on earth. And then this bastard comes along during the editing process and interrupts me. Frankly, his editing process is a little premature, since I've only recorded 3 episodes of the show, 3 minutes of the show yet. It's a bit early to be editing, so if you're listening, future me, don't interrupt this. I'm not finished. Put a bit of trust in me. I am you, after all. I'm going to come out. I'm going to... I know what I'm doing here. It's my podcast as much as it is yours. So have put a bit of trust in me. Otherwise, this partnership isn't going to work out anymore. We'll have to go our separate ways. And how that's going to work, I don't know, seeing as how we share the same body. So just calm down, relax. I'll give you plenty of material to work with. Just wait until I'm done, and then see what you've got. And then you can start throwing out bits. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, this is a new segment now. This must be the future him back again. Well, no, it's not. It's the past me. I'm here. I'm in charge here. The future me isn't here yet. He's in the future. So I'm riding the saddle here, or whatever the expression is. I've got the wheel in my helm. I'm controlling the horses. The future me has been dealt with for now. It's just that I started a new segment. I'm still on the same timeline. Admittedly, I'm a couple of minutes into the future, but I haven't time travelled and I haven't transferred the control to the future me. It's just that time has passed at its normal, natural speed. It's all perfectly normal. I know it's very confusing. You're not used to having different me's from different parts of the space-time continuum. Well, neither am I, quite frankly. I usually have no interaction whatsoever with these other me's. I don't know why they decided to interfere today. Presumably there's some sort of astrological thing going on. Perhaps it's something to do with that thing they're doing in Germany where they're got some sort of neutron accelerator and they're accelerating neutrons like there's no tomorrow, and it turns out there isn't a tomorrow, and the future me is pissed off and has decided to come back and interfere with my podcast. That's I can only imagine that. Why the future me would want to do that, I don't know. I made the future me rich. He's a millionaire now because of my going into podcasting, and I assume he's got a radio show on wherever Howard Stern used to be, because Howard Stern is retired now in the future. Presumably the future me has replaced Howard Stern. I don't know, but I don't want to know the exact details of what happens to me in the future. But obviously I make these assumptions. So I assume I'm filthy rich in the future and have nothing better to do than go back and interfere with the past me. Frankly, if I was the future me, I would pick on someone else other than me rather than interfering with the past me and risking messing up the present me. By that, of course, I mean the me of the future, who in the future will be the present me. Apparently the future me has learned nothing from the Back to the Future trilogy, which is a bit worrying, seeing as how I've learned a lot from the Back to the Future trilogy. So the future me should in theory know everything that I know, unless he's forgotten a few things. Perhaps I'm destined to suffer from some sort of forgetfulness illness, some sort of degenerative mental condition, which frankly is unfortunate. Maybe while I'm sane at the moment, I should start a campaign for rights for people with mental illnesses and carry on and work hard at that until I become mentally ill and unable to do such things, and wishing that I had done it in my past. But I probably won't. Too busy now. If you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there. This is the past me, not the past me that you're familiar with, the past me who is only in the past comparatively, compared to the future me. In other words, the present me who's making the podcast. That's not who I am. I'm the past me from way back before I started into your head, about 3 years ago. I'm still living in a different place to where I'm living now. I won't be for much longer if the future me is to be believed. Either of the future me's, frankly. Anyway, I just thought I'd interrupt. I don't know whether this is working. I'm assuming that at some point in the future I'm going to have a podcast. And so I've decided to send this cross-time transmission to the future me, for inclusion on perhaps the 110th or 120th episode of that podcast. So I'm guessing here. I'm working on what I've learned from the movie Back to the Future, where the guy wants to send a message to the future, so he leaves it in a car in a cave or something, and gets through somehow. So that's basically what I'm doing here. I'm leaving this on my computer for the future me to insert into whatever podcast. I hope I'm using the right format. I'm assuming MP3 is still in existence. I hope I've got the sound quality right and that it doesn't that it isn't a problem for the future me. I don't want to be making problems for my future self. That's not a nice thing to do. But I just wanted a novelty. Frankly, I'm bored. I've no hobbies. I should probably start a podcast or something soon. So this is what I do to fill my time of a Saturday afternoon. I go around sending signals to my future self, postulating about what I might be doing in the future. So anyway, just so I say hello to the future me and to anyone who's listening to the future me. And it's nice to be here. Bye for now. Me again. I need to record another segment. I need about another 5 minutes onto this show. But frankly, I'm a bit tired of the whole past me, future me, present me crap. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to stick to the old-fashioned this is me thing. This is me. It doesn't matter where I am or when I am. It's just me. It doesn't matter. It's the same me either way. It could be the me of the past, I suppose. As I record this, it's the me of the present. But as you listen to it, it's very likely that it's the me of the past. But the me of the present, and it fully endorses everything that I say here, unless he's come across some new information that changes everything. In which case, I'm sure he'd record another show in which he'd make clear what changes had happened, or else he'd just leave it alone because it mightn't be important. Anyway, the point is, it doesn't matter. It's just the me of the now, the me of the whenever I was. If that mattered that much, this would be a live show, not a podcast. But it's not a live show, it's a podcast. That's why I say, now I'm just going to pause this. Now, I'm back. You didn't notice that I was gone because I pressed pause just to make sure that time doesn't matter. And no time elapsed except for the 1 or 2 second silence that I left intentionally for effect. Anyway, that proves that this whole time thing doesn't matter. Now, as to what I was talking about, I think I was talking about John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist, hold on a minute, I have to pause this again. Now, I'm back again. I was just sending a textular communication to my wife in reply to a textular communication from my wife. The content of which would be of no interest to you. Let's just say it involved fish fingers and leave it at that, because the rest of it is frankly none of your business, and even if it was your business, would be of no interest to you. I suppose that doesn't make sense. If it was your business, that would mean it was your chosen career, and presumably you would have some interest in it, unless you'd made a big bad career choice and you were involved in some fish finger discussion related career in which you had no interest. But at least you make a living, so be grateful for that. In this world where everyone is losing their jobs and their houses and everything's going wrong, you've at least got a job, so you shouldn't be complaining. Anyway, I think that's about it for now. I think we'll draw an end to all this. Goodbye.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
Now, this is a postscript to show number 115 of Into Your Head. An afterlude, if you will. Perhaps you won't. Perhaps you refuse to accept that as a concept for a radio show. That's fine with me. When you're making your radio show, you don't have to put an afterlude in it. But I'm putting an afterlude into this because I can, basically. Suppose I should put in an appendix as well and an index. But I'm not going to. Well, maybe I am going to. I don't know. I can't predict the future. But at this moment in time, I have no intention of doing so. I've changed my mind. I'm going to put an index and a full contents listing in this podcast. I've changed my mind again. I'm not going to put an index of any kind or any contents listing in, because that'd be ridiculous. You do that in a book, in print form. People don't even do that in audiobooks. They don't have an index. So why would you have one in a frigging podcast radio show? That's fucking ridiculous. So anyway, there you go. All I wanted to say was basically anything that fills up a couple of minutes, because this show still isn't long enough, so I suppose I could say something very slowly and that'll fill up more time, but that would be a cheap shot. I don't want to do that. That would be a cheap tactical thing. That's the sort of thing they do on podcasts run by 5-year-olds. They'll say, this podcast is too short, I'm going to speak very slowly to stretch it out. When in actual fact, of course, that's not really speaking slowly at all. That's just adding a long space between each word. You're still saying the word at the exact same speed. If you actually did genuinely speak slowly, it would sound like this. So I hope that clears that up. It certainly fills up a bit of time here, which was the main aim of this exercise.